Chapter 21 Dea hesitated outside the door of the Prism's training room, deep under the Prism's tower, looking at a band of blue light illuminating the floor. She had never seen the room illuminated with coloured light before. She hadn't even known it did that. She heard the unmistakable percussive action of someone punching combos against one of the dummies, and oddly, that violent sound eased her mind. Whoever was here was training. And thus wasn't an enemy. Though she knew from how he moved that Murder Sharp must train often, it was somehow impossible to imagine him doing it. He was only the finality of action, not the preparation for it. Opening the door with the key that Commander Ironfist had given her, Taya went inside. She was just in time to see Commander Ironfist burst into action. His fists snapped out, punching the fraying leather heavy bag full of sawdust. Stomach, chin, kidneys, and back up and down, too fast to follow. Then he darted off to the side, running toward an obstacle course. He drew two practice swords while he ran. Maneuvering with even one sword in hand or at your belt was part of Blackguard training that Tear's class hadn't even started yet, and that she'd noticed immediately during her brief participation in the battle at Ruick Head. Trying to run and fight while carrying even a scabbarded weapon was hard work. Corners you knew your body could slip around suddenly caught your hip, threw you off your step. Carrying a blade openly was even worse because you had to maneuver it by hand. If your blade stopped on a doorframe and you kept moving into it, not good. So watching Commander Ironfist move through an obstacle course with two full-length swords was an education in itself. The commander was shirtless, wearing only his tight black trousers and the boiled rubber tree sap-soled boots full blackguards were issued. Sticky and nearly silent. Watching him explode from a full standstill was like watching a lion pounce. A ripple of muscles, a flash of flesh, and he was off, near full speed in barely four steps. He hurdled an obstacle that came up higher than Taya's chest, ran straight at a wall that had only a circular hole a pace across on it, and leapt, diving, swords stabbing through, shoulders barely clearing the narrow opening, body not even nicking the edges. He rolled to his feet smoothly, blades flourishing. He ran at another wall, barely losing speed, and ran up it. His momentum seemed to flow into the wall, all of it completely at his legs, his hands and swords coming into his chest, waist cocking. He leapt off the wall, twisting, the blades flashing out to hit a dummy on either side, each of them held in a box 10 feet off the ground, everything below their necks protected. The momentum of swinging both swords left to right meant Ironfist landed sideways. He tumbled, taking the fall, and popped back up to his feet. He looked irritated. Taya saw the problem. Without maintaining his speed, Ironfist had no way of leaping the chasm that was the next obstacle, at least not without stopping and backing up and losing precious time. He saw Taya, of course, but he saw that she had no pressing business, so he said nothing. He went back to his starting spot and repeated it again. This time, as he ran up the wall, he slapped the swords against the wall, each wrapped in blue luxin, released them, twisted his body, grabbed them with the opposite hands, and leapt straight from the wall, slashing in from both sides, cutting through the dummies and landing flat. He charged the chasm, not losing any speed, and jumped it, skipping off a platform that was too small to stop on and then regaining speed, leaping for a rope that hung over the next chasm. He lost a sword on that maneuver, but he spun down to the ground and laughed.
The Prism's own obstacle course. Of course, he cheats outrageously with Luxin at every turn. He challenged me to beat his time before he left. I think I may just.
As he approached, Teo was suddenly aware again of the sheer size and physicality of the commander. Her glance at his naked, scarred chest seemed to make him aware of his own half-dressed state. Oddly, he seemed embarrassed, the old habits of Parian modesty not totally overcome even after many years in the Blackguard. He grabbed his tunic and pulled it on.
"Here to train?" he asked Taya. "I can get you started on drills."
Taya stared at him, somehow unable to speak. She thought of telling him everything, but Murder Sharp could be standing in this very room.
"Turned in your papers, did you?"
he asked. He'd seen her coin sticks. "Oh, yes."
"Are you going to leave?"
"Can I really?" Taya asked. It still seemed impossible.
"If you turn in the money to the Blackguard, you're free. You'll be able to make more money as a mercenary if you stay in and leave right before final vows, but some leave at your place. If you've grown up as a slave, sometimes the thought of real freedom is too sweet to put off for even one more day. Others just talk about it. I've known blackguards who talked for 15 years about buying their commission back, 15 years after final vows, you understand, and travelling the world. Tregg was in his last year before retirement and was still talking about buying that commission back.
Iron Fist grinned, but then the grin faded.
He didn't make it back from Garriston.
I want to be a blackguard more than anything in my life, but...
Taya's nerve failed her. Commander Iron Fist said nothing, just folded his beefy arms and waited. It was a patient silence, though not demanding. He was a man so busy he rarely slept more than 5 hours a night, but when he dealt with his blackguards, even the Nunks, he had a way of being present, unhurried. Taya had never really noticed how generous he was with his precious time, but now that she was experiencing it, she realized how often she'd seen it before, and she added it to the long list of things she admired about the commander. But I'm not a slave. Not anymore. And I won't be made a victim. I won't sit and let it happen, even if by moving I die.
I'm being blackmailed, Taya said.
What did they get you for?
She was so startled by his total lack of surprise that she simply said,
theft.
How?
I've been trained as a pickpocket for years. It wasn't really my choice, you understand? My master? With my paral vision, I can see where coins and scroll cases and the like are hidden. Half the time I've been stealing from trainers who worked for Aglaia Crassos, who I just learned was my real mistress all along, but I just figured out today that they were smarter than I'd given them credit for.
Ahem.
Commander Iron Fist's face was as placid as a lake at dawn. He gave no indication of what he was thinking. She was afraid some monster might burst from placidity, though, so she sped up.
They bet I'd get into the Blackguard, and they knew that once I was free, they wouldn't have any hold on me. So everything I've been stealing has been stuff that is recognizable. They've probably got it all stowed somewhere in a place that they can tie to me.
So that's how you knew how to disguise yourself at Ruick Head,
Iron Fist said.
How good are you?
At lifting things?
Taya asked. She hadn't thought this would be his first question.
Better than I am at fighting.
Not that she liked the fact.
What would you say if I told you I work for Aglaia Crassos, too?
He asked. Her heart dropped. She looked at the door for an escape. The commander calmly stepped between her and it.
No,
she whispered. Begged.
No. Please.
There was no way she could make it. No way she could fight off Commander Iron Fist if he wanted to stop her anyway. It was madness to even think to oppose him. But what was her other option? To just give up? Her only hope was Parol, and even that was a thin hope. During the battle at Ruick Head, she'd done something with Parol that made everyone within sight think they were being burned to a crisp, but it had actually done nothing. If she could remember exactly how she'd done that, maybe it would be enough.
Relax,
Iron Fist said.
I don't. I'm just surprised that it didn't occur to you. Usually those being blackmailed become paranoid.
A breath whooshed out of her.
Sir, I'm so deep in my own problems that I can't even imagine how bad my life would be if she'd gotten to you.
Can you describe the items to me?
Yes, sir.
In writing?
Yes, sir.
Do so. I'll take care of it. If.
Sir?
If this is all of it. You understand?
All of it? Confessing to stealing trinkets was one thing, but what about Taya's own brush with murder? Would they believe her? What was more plausible, that Taya had botched a theft and panicked and stabbed a man, or that she had crossed some cabal of invisible assassins? Even if they believed her, somehow Master Sharp would find out. She would wake to find him in her room again, and he would know. The thought turned her knees to jelly.
Is this all of it?
Commander Iron Fist asked.
Yes, sir, Taya said.
Then let's go talk to the White.
Talk to the White? Oh, no. Even the best liars could have a bad day. Taya couldn't afford for that to be today.